Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I am so honored to have our guest today, James W. Bill Oxford, the American Legion National Commander, which is the nation's largest veterans organization, and looking ahead to community coronavirus recovery efforts and new Congress and family assistance. I want to welcome you, Commander. You're actually the commander of the organization that I belong to, so I'm pretty excited about this. And I want to welcome you back. You know, the American Legion is the nation's largest veterans service organization with nearly 2 million members and more than 12,000 posts worldwide. Legionnaires are involved in community-based support of veterans, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping veterans and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning veterans reintegrate into the community. I want to welcome you, Commander Oxford, to Let's Just Talk. How has the American Legion responded to the COVID-19 pandemic, and how has the American Legion adapted to the new environment? Welcome to our show.
Catherine, first of all, let me say thank you for the invitation, the opportunity to represent our almost 2 million members of the American Legion, but it's just a thank you again for the opportunity. But when we think about the American Legion, the American Legion was founded in 1919. We're celebrating our 101st year, but it was founded during the Spanish flu pandemic. And we learned a lot of lessons since then. But as we move into this this new pandemic, I guess, as we consider the COVID-19, we've learned that we can still function. American Legion posts across the country, many of them have and are facing situations where they've got reduced hours, the social distancing requirement, the isolation, the inability to meet has caused many issues. But we're still learning that we can survive. We're still doing the things the American Legion does. We're still supporting America's veterans. Some of the things that have happened across the country. And this is true from California to New York, from Florida to Maine to Oregon. But we're still doing things like drive-through meals, like blood drives, like PPE collection and PPE distribution, holding virtual job fairs. But those kinds of things are still happening. And blood donation drives. We've been working closely with Red Cross to do some of those things. But as we move through this pandemic, we'll emerge on the other side, bigger and better and stronger. But as we face the issues that we're seeing now, we're learning. We're still continuing to grow and develop and process those things that we have to.
Let's talk a little bit about the buddy check, because I think this is really important. It's because people are so isolated in some respects. Tell us what the buddy check is. I mean, I do the buddy check a lot, so I understand. But, you know, a lot of our listeners might not know what it means.
Sure. Well, our buddy check program is just a way, and it's a program developed a little over a year ago, to ask veteran legionnaires to contact other veterans and check on them. Are you doing okay? Is there anything you need? And if we go back and I love this term, the battle buddies from World War II. It's our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, our those folks that might be in need of something and are not able to provide it themselves. But as we make those calls, and those calls are continuing even as we speak today, but our buddy check program is just a way to reach out and check on veterans to see if there's a need, if there's anything specific that we can help with. And during these calls, we've learned a lot of things. We've been able to provide transportation to medical appointments. We've been able to provide food. We've been able to pick up prescriptions. Those kinds of things are what we're learning, and what we're reaching out to make sure those folks, and many of them are isolated, that they can't and don't have the means to get out by themselves. But it's a way to reach out and say, we're still here. We still care. You still mean something to us, and we're here if you need any help or assistance.
Commander, why are veterans hit especially hard by the economic downturn? And you've advocated for continuing GI bills for those attending schools that have stopped classes for now. Why is that?
Well, if we think about it, our veterans didn't cause this COVID pandemic. They didn't cause the schools to shut down. But as we think about their needs are still there. They still have food to buy. They still have utilities to pay for. They still have rent or mortgages. So the GI Bill stipend that they get, that need has not gone away, and it does not go away. So we have encouraged the VA to continue those payments because our veterans didn't cause the issue. We're just caught up in it.
Why is the American Legion so closely associated with the GI Bill?
Well, Catherine, that's a great question. If we think back to the original GI Bill, a past national commander of the American Legion, Harry Clomery, wrote the original GI Bill on a napkin and carried it to Congress. So we feel almost responsible for the GI Bill because we were part of the initial creation of that bill, and all of the multiple iterations that have transpired since then, we've also been integrally involved in those updates as times change and veterans' needs have changed.
What are the most important issues facing veterans today?
Wow, there's lots of things that veterans are facing, but I think one of the primary things is veteran suicides. As we think about the 20 or so veterans a day still committing suicide, and that number is a travesty. One is a travesty, but when we think about veteran suicides, that's an issue that we need to continue to look at, evaluate, and develop, and figure out why and what we can do about it. Our Buddy Check program was not originally intended to address veteran suicide, but it has been helpful as we continue to look at veteran suicide. As we have veterans talking to other veterans, there have been issues or some things that show up with a veteran in a situation, and he might say the right word, or he might give an indication. And as we look at and continue the buddy checks, we're trying to develop those processes and continue to address veteran suicide. We have had successes. The buddy check bill that's getting ready to be introduced in Congress is one of those things. And we've been working with Congress on that particular issue. Buddy check bill is S4657, and the House resolution is 2898. But buddy check bill ready to be introduced is a specific way for the VA med centers to address veteran suicides. And it's a mental health issue as we continue to look at and try to address the mental health issues associated with veteran suicides.
It's so important. I lost my brother to suicide, and you know, that was part of it, and his situation in the military. So every year around this time, Commander, I pray for, and I want to do more on the buddy check to help people because I think it's so, so important. You talked about the legislation that was passed last year, and we need to support that. Would you give those bills numbers again, please?
Well, these are the new buddy check bills introduced. Senate 4657 and HR 2898. That's the buddy check week legislation that Congress hopes, or we hope Congress can pass to develop that buddy check week at the VA medical systems.
And can you tell us where people can find more information about the American Legion, Commander?
Be happy to do that. On the web, we're at legion.org. You can check us out as far as membership, our children and youth programs, our national security issues, our Americanism program, all of those things. And you can find out anything you need to about us at legion.org on the World Wide Web.
I can't thank you for your service, Commander, and support everything that you have said. And thank you for being our commander.
Gadsden, thank you for the opportunity.
Right. We'll be right back after these important messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.